USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in Wisconsin. The Bidens met with some members of the Blake family in private at an airport hangar in Milwaukee. They are now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, holding a community meeting. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to apologize after being videotaped in a hair salon without a face mask.
Nancy Pelosi was found in San Francisco at a hair salon where she was indoors, even though salons in California are not only open for outdoor service.
And as far as some folks saying the White House should be focusing on the coronavirus relief bill, McEnany says
he provided relief from evictions, he provided unemployment insurance, he paused student loan payments, and he cut the payroll tax, putting money in the American people's pockets.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
In financial news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the latest weekly jobless claims.
First-time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before.
It's been 1 week since Hurricane Laura made landfall. The Category 4 storm left a long trail of devastation. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards visited the area of Lake Charles.
I was very encouraged just by the sheer number of people, the resources that have been brought to bear, the really good work that is being done, the progress that's been made over a 7-day period.
Folks now are dealing with the heat warning as they begin to rebuild. The weather has been over 100 degrees in southwest Louisiana. Arizona, California, and Nevada also expected to see record high temperatures over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attorney General Bill Barr says massive mail-in voting is playing with fire. Barr explaining on CNN the difference between excessive mail-in voting and absentee ballots.
You know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and until this administration, well, sorry,
they haven't proved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to.
Billionaire rap mogul and long-shot White House hopeful Kanye West has been hit with lawsuits seeking to keep him off the ballot in Arizona and Virginia. An Arizona resident sued to have West barred from appearing on the state's ballot, saying he's not an independent presidential candidate and he's a registered Republican. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.